Detta är kassett 2, det sidan nummer 1, det är fortsättning på en intervju med Hugo Eliasson, Molin, Illinois. Och det är idag den 12 december 1985, kassett 2, sida 1. So the plumbers, carpenters and the painters, they were ahead then in regard to
union. Yeah, we all had union.
Many years ahead.
Yeah.
Or the rest of them.
Ahead of the shops, yeah.
So, did you attend any union meetings when you became a foreman?
Yeah,
you didn't have to pay into a union though, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't have to be a carpenter union.
Yes.
But you were a foreman.
Yeah.
So what happened there then? Then you were in between the management and the workers or the carpenters.
Yeah, I did.
How did you balance that?
Well, we all had to pay dues, you know. There wasn't so much then. I don't remember how much. But now they have paid high dues. I don't remember how much. Do you?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah,
I
did. Gee whiz.
But then they get a lot of benefits, though.
Yeah. Now they benefit. I think probably they have paid around $50 a month.
In dues?
In dues for the insuring and retirement fund and all that stuff.
But then they are clocking home about $300-$400 a month.
Yeah, after they retire.
But it's hard to get a job now, though.
Yeah, you're kidding.
And they still have to pay in every month? The dues?
Yeah.
Even if they don't work?
They pay even if they don't work.
Otherwise they drop you.
Yeah.
It goes down the drain.
Down the drain, that's for sure.
So, what kind of benefits did you have now when you pay in your dues? Did you have any insurance coverage?
Yeah.
You got hit your on the hand, you know, with the hammer.
Yeah, I got my hand in the power saw. See?
Snip them off there, huh?
The company had insurance for that.
Well, they paid you.
They paid the insurance company paid. Because they have to pay the insurance company, the contractors. They have to pay to the insurance company.
Even in the 1920s?
Well, this happened in 55.
Oh, that was later, but I want to know before the Depression. If you had could you have free doctor and hospitalization then if you hurt yourself on the job?
I committed old.
And you
I don't remember.
You were not sick then? In other words, the company didn't pay for you if you were homesick for a month?
Nay. No.
You were on your own?
On my own.
And that's when a wife comes in handy.
Yeah.
To take care of it. So, how about vacation now? When did you get your first vacation from the company?
We never had vacation.
Never?
Never.
Was that because you think you were laid off in the winter time when it was rough weather and
no,
stuff?
No, everybody. Nobody had a vacation.
So nobody talked about going anywhere for a week or anything like that?
Uh-uh. I don't know how they got it now, because I don't go to meetings anymore. But I don't think they have, I never heard them say they had vacation.
So there was something that, there was not in the in the grievances. Did you go on strike at any time, do you remember, during the Carpenters Union?
No. I don't believe so.
No.
I don't think we had a strike.
So you stayed at your sister's place, or your brother-in-law, for 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And then you rented the
place downtown for me and my brother, down on 6th Avenue.
Oh, you had a brother coming over then from Sweden?
Yeah.
To join you?
Mm-hmm.
Was he working together with you, or?
No, he worked at Evans Corporation in River Drive. And then he moved to California.
How old was he when he came?
Oh, I think Bob, he was around 20.
And 19, his name was Robert?
Robert, yeah. Rupert, when they call him Robert. Now they call him Bob.
Oh, Rupert. So he didn't stay down here anymore, then?
No, he moved to California where my brother lived.
But you never had any thoughts about going?
Huh?
You never had any thoughts of going west to California?
Oh, we've been...
I mean, but not for staying, though, I mean...
No, we've been on a lot of trips over there, California.
So then you were on your own, living in your own apartment after he left? Or did you get married? What time did you...
No, we had a lot of other rumors, the same house for we... Let me see, it was 2, 4... 6 or 8, I think, they were a room to that place.
All suites?
All suites, yeah. And then we had a board, she had a boarding house too. The lady, she was a good cook.
And she took care of the food and the washing and...
No, the washing had to go to the China then.
I see, do you?
Yeah. But her husband, he worked at the plow company, Deers.
So the Chinaman, you had the Chinese laundry?
Yeah.
Was it more than one?
I believe it was 2 of them.
In Moline?
Moline, yeah.
So it was big business?
Yeah.
So how much did you have to pay now for a week's wash?
Oh,
or did you set it up for 2 weeks?
I don't remember how much. And then there was another laundry over. There was regular laundry. I don't know what nationality it was, but
there was not such a place you could do it yourself. You had to leave it.
Yeah, we had to leave it, yeah.
And they came back shining white.
Yeah. The Chinese really know what to do, shirts and stuff.
So there was good cleaning?
Yeah.
Old Chinese trick.
Chinese trick, are you kidding?
So on the work now, you said 100 carpenters, this was a big bunch of carpenters and a lot of hammers.
Yeah.
So you had any Belgian people working there?
Belgians, yes.
Do you know if they were Walloons? You know what Walloons are in Sweden?
No.
They came from Belgium up to Sweden with the ironworks. You don't know if the Belgians here are the same... part of the country of Belgium. You have no idea.
I don't know.
Anything. How were they to work with, the Belgian people?
Oh, it was all right.
They were good carpenters as the Swiss.
Yeah, there was one. His name was Whitehead. He was a good finisher. He was a good carpenter. But there was one time during in the 40s, so, but then afterward he didn't have some money. But then I think there was with carpenters and the laborers and all. I told her they had close to 100. But after that, it got a little less and less.
So, but when it was going in high time, had a high speed, then you had a lot of work going on.
Yeah.
So they were good people to work with, and the Swedes and the Belgians can get the...
Yeah.
Good terms with each other.
And we had Polacks and different nationality.
So they were Polacks here?
Yeah. We didn't have... Oh, did we have one? I think we had one Russian labor. I worked one time.
So how about the Vasa now and the Vikings and Svitjod and Freedom, Gutempra Lodge and all those? Which one did you join first?
Vasa.
Vasa?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Rupert Kask?
Rupert Kask.
He got you?
Yeah, Rupert Kask.
Right off the train station?
Yeah. Rupert Kask.
What did he say when he met you then? Do you remember?
I can't remember what he said.
What kind of salesmanship he was using to get you in there?
Yeah, he was the old cheese though, Rupert Kask.
He was?
Yeah. And then I joined the Vikings. But then times got bad, I dropped Vikings. But now I'm a social member. And I also used to belong to Turnus, that's a German.
Yes.
But I dropped them too. Everybody had to drop me, it was during depression. Yes. And did I belong to Switches? No.
You didn't belong to the Temperance?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. How about the church now? Which church did you join when you came?
Well, my wife and I, we was married in Trinity Lutheran Church.
Oh, you didn't join the church when you came as a...
Yeah, I didn't join it, but I went to First Lutheran downtown. And we used to go there for Sunday evenings. We used to go for, I don't know what they call, you know.
Socials,
yeah, and then they had coffee and stuff afterward.
Went to church?
Pastor, his name is Moreland.
So the young people met down there then?
Yeah, young people, yeah.
But you didn't meet the right girl down there, though?
Huh?
You didn't meet the right girl down there at the church?
No.
You had to go somewhere else?
Yeah.
So what did you look for Goldie Smithy? What did you meet
her? I met her on a boat going between Rock Island Davenport. They used to have ferry go back and forth. That's where I met her.
So how did that happen? Did you start
there's a policeman's son in Rock Island. Him and I was buddies. He was not Swedish. And
he was not Swedish?
No. And he said, what do you say, Hugo? Let's go and ask those two, the sisters. So his sister was there too. Go ask those girls over there for dance. We did. They got to talking and I took her home.
Oh, you mean they danced on the ferry?
Oh, yeah, we danced on the ferry.
And served food and the...
No. No food, but they had pop and stuff. And...
So you asked for a dance?
Yeah.
And you got it?
Yeah, and she stayed with her brother in Rock Island. And then she went home to Waterloo, Iowa. And she came back. And... year or so we got married. We were married at Trinity Lutheran Church where we belong.
What year?
It was in, I come from Sweden.
You came from Sweden,
23. 23, yeah. There must have been in, well, we've been married 55 years.
Well, you were married before 30 then. You were married
28 then.
28.
Yeah.
And then... 29.
29. That was during the depression. And she belonged to some other church, you know, in Waterloo. And then we got married and we belonged to that Trinity Lutheran Church ever since.
How come you joined, you told her you like to belong to the Lutherans, or were you the one that picked the church?
Well, we used to go see over there, see, and she liked it, so we joined it.
And she also English, German, and French background.
Mm-hmm.
No Swedish. So she joined the Vasa too then?
No, she joined the Vasa. I don't remember.
Later on, perhaps, after the Second World War.
Yeah.
Because at that time you had to be all Swedish, I suppose, to belong to it. Or?
Yeah, then they started afterward.
Uh-huh. So there was a... American citizen?
What? In 30, I believe it was.
So then you were ready to vote for Hoover?
I don't remember who it was we voted for first.
But wasn't that the case that most of the Swedes that came over, they said that if you'd like to have a job for 3 years, vote Republican. Then you are safe.
Yeah, no. I didn't have that trouble with anybody.
No?
Ah.
So could you at that time pick your own choice of a political?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you vote then, Republican or Democrat?
We voted Democrat because they were for the workers, mostly.
Oh, but then you became a foreman, though. Didn't they change the picture a little bit?
No.
No?
You
continue the straight Democrats.
I don't remember how long, but...
So in your opinion,
Roosevelt now, was he a good president?
I thought he was. He helped, got the NI and everything in, you know, and helped the working man.
So when you came into the Depression, how did that affect you? You were newly married, and did you buy a house then, or did you rent a place?
No, we rented. We lived different places. We moved in 1941.
In this area?
Yeah, in this house.
1941. Yeah. Did you build it yourself then, or?
It was the time when I was supposed to go into the service, and we had so much work, and I had some outside done that, and I done some myself. Because then after that, I done a lot of work upstairs and put a room up and put porches. I had two different porches out there. One had a screen, and now I got jalousy windows. And I done the painting and everything. And then I had to put on siding, aluminum siding afterward. Oh, all that stuff, they're going after money. And now.
But how did the Depression affect you then? Did you work the whole
Depression? No.
You were laid off?
Laid off. She worked at the Kresge's town store.
Oh, I see. This the Kmart today?
I don't know, is it?
Kresge, yes.
Oh.
So she had a job, but you didn't?
Yeah. And once in a while, we got a job as the... They call that stuff. You got your book for the state a few days.
Or WPA?
Yeah, WPA. I happened to get different places around Moline. But you couldn't go to Rock Island, I had to be in Moline.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let you over the city line.
Yeah, I could have got the job in Rock Island, but he said, Hugo, if you lived in Rock Island, I could give you a job, but you have to live in Moline.
Were there many people then of the Swedes that came over in the 20s that was without a job? They were walking the streets?
I don't know, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was.
Not too many?
No.
Do you know if somebody went back?
Yeah, some went back and stayed.
How did the Vasa operate then during those hard, tough years? Were you still a lot of people at the meetings and you had your doings out there?
Yeah, they had, and they had danced downtown. And we had a pretty good time there.
Good attendance?
Mm-hmm.
But some had to drop out because they couldn't pay the dues.
Yeah.
Because of hard times.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a good insurance though during that time to have a Vasa membership.
Yeah,
in
but...
In case you get sick.
No, it don't amount too much.
No, but at that time?
Yeah.
It meant quite a bit then, $10-$12 a week if you...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They kept you rolling for another week.
Yeah. When did you join Vasa? Do you remember when you...
Here so I can hear you.
That's different. Yes. When did you join Vasa?
Huh?
When did you join Vasa?
When did I join Vasa?
She got a little hearing problem.
4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, it's more than that.
Oh, I see.
It must be.
Oh, it's more than that.
Uh-huh. It must be at least 4 years anyway.
How did you like this?
Longer. I've been a social member for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when they used to be up, oh, it's been longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was when they used to have the meetings up there in the old...
Olive Hall.
Yeah.
Up there.
Olive Hall.
Yeah, and then... And
upstairs there.
And then they had Odd Fellas afterward, which he belongs since...
In the 40s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember when they had them upstairs?
Yes.
Well, that's when I joined.
Uh-huh.
What year that was, I don't remember.
It was back in the 40s.
Yeah, now back in the Tuna Halls.
A long time ago.
How did you find the Swedes now? You are of English... German and French background. If I ask now, you know, Hugo, are there more people like you now that married non-Swedes at Vasa?
There's quite a few.
Oh.
Some is born over here, they married them over here.
Yes. But I mean, like non-Swedes at all. I mean, they, with no Swedish blood in them. Like your wife now, she's all.
No, it ain't too many.
Not too many.
No.
Did they marry any Belgian people, the Swedes?
No, I don't think so.
Did they associate with the Belgian people, for instance? No, they lived down on 7th Street.
We got Belgians living next door.
Oh, I see. But did you associate with them back in the 20s and 30s?
No.
Not too much. They kept for themselves, and the Polacks kept for themselves.
No.
Yeah, my question, Mrs. Eliasson, how did you find the Swedes now when you married Hugo and went on to Vasa? How did you find the Swedes?
Oh, I love Swedish people. I think it's a wonderful race of people. And I've been back to his home 4 times.
In Sweden?
And met in Sweden and met all of his folks there that were living outside of the mother and father. Of course, they had passed away before we went. Our first trip was in 1955. We went in 1961, in 70, and then we were there in 80.
Oh, I see.
And I met all of his nieces and nephews, his cousins, and I liked all of his people very much. I liked the Swedish people.
Mm-hmm. So you came from Waterloo, Iowa?
What?
You came from Waterloo.
I was born in, I lived in Waterloo, but yeah. I was born down here by Carthage, Illinois. Oh. I was born down here in Illinois.
I said Dallas, because it's right out close by.
Oh, I see. So you met Hugo then in 1928?
1928.
You met him on the ferry?
Met him in Rockhound. I met him on the ferry boat.
That's right, and he asked you for a dance.
Yes. My sister and I were living here in Rock Island. We worked at the Sonia Printing Company, both of us. And we were going over to a show in Davenport. So we were going to take the ferry over there. And so we heard music, and we both liked to dance. So of course, we was going to go right upstairs and see what the music was. And so Hugo and his boyfriend were there. And my sister and I were there sitting down watching the people dance. And they came and asked us to dance. And he introduced himself, and that's how I met Hugo.
And then you went back to Waterloo?
And then I went back to Waterloo. I quit my job. My mother was ill, and I went back to Waterloo. And then Hugo wrote to me and tried to get me to come back here. Well, when I come back here then, I got my job back at the Sonia Printing Company. And that's when Hugo and I started going together.
I see. So he wrote, you gave him his your address then?
What?
You gave him your address?
Yeah, in Waterloo.
I gave him my address in Waterloo. And he wrote to me then.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how good English I wrote. I did better than I do now.
So you understood what he had to say?
What?
You understood what he had to say?
You say you understood my letter?
Yes, I understood him. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And I was living in Rock Island with my sister. Well, then she went back. My sister didn't come back. And then she stayed in Waterloo with my mother. And I came back then. And I got me a room. The people's name were, what was those people's name I lived with there?
Sixth Avenue?
On Sixth Avenue.
Nerox.
Huh?
Nerox, wasn't it?
I think so. I lived with this family on 6th Avenue, and it was close so I could walk to work. And I lived there, and Saturdays and Sundays, Hugo would take me to the dance. We'd go to the dance, and he always took me out to dinner on Sundays, and we always had our dinner together. And sometimes we'd go to a show, and we would spend the weekend together, and which was very nice.
You should go down to a... Svea used to have smorgasbord.
Restaurant.
Oh.
Axel Carlson Company sent Hugo down to Missouri to work.
Oh, Missouri?
Yes, yeah, he went
worked
down
on
to
Missouri
to do work down there. And when he came back, then he made enough money down there to buy me my diamond. And he gave me my diamond engagement ring then.
How long between the first meeting and the marriage? How long did it take them before you could buy the diamond?
Well, about a year, I think.
A year. Oh. And you were not engaged then?
Yeah, Irving Gates. Yeah. You wonder how long it took Irving Gates to get married. So yeah, Irving Gates.
Oh, well, I met him in the early fall, and I got my diamond just before Christmas.
Oh, I see.
I got my
then we got married in June.
And then we next got year. Married June 21st. We were engaged from just before Christmas until the 21st of June.
So then it was, the union was made.
Union.
You joined another union. So, and you went back in 28, you said? To
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was before you met her?
Yeah.
So your other girlfriend in Sweden, in Unnaryd, you didn't see her?
No. Oh yeah, I said the dance.
In 28?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. But you didn't ask her to come over to the United States?
No.
There was pretty rough time then over here, you thought?
Yeah, during the man when people come. Yeah, you started a person.
So both your parents were living then in Sweden?
When I was over there.
Both your
father? But when we went over, then they passed away.
Uh-huh. So there was...
Truman was the president, you know.
Yes.
Truman?
Yes.
You heard about him. You probably don't remember, but you heard about him. Truman and then Johnson.
Yes.
And then that old Nixon.
Yeah.
The old guy. And then we had Carter. I was the early president.
Jerry Ford,
yeah.
With the swine flu.
The swine flu, yeah. Yeah, it had like quite a few presidents.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's. So how about the customs now? Like for Christmas, for instance, do you use your family customs for Christmas, or do you use Hugo's?
Well,
you Swedish.
Then we used to have my folks, my sister and her husband was living here. My sister then eventually came back here and she met a Swedish fellow, Thorsten Francine.
And they married?
Yes, and she was married to a Swedish fellow. And she came back here and then she went to work at the Sonier's again also. And she worked there a long time. And then she got ill. And my sister had multiple sclerosis. She was sick for 18 years with that. And then she passed away the 1st of May in 1955. That was the first year Hugo and I had planned to take a trip to Sweden. And so she was in the hospital and was bad. And so I got her doctor and talked to him. And I said, well, we have reservations for a trip to go back to my husband's home in Sweden. And I says, we're going to have to cancel them because my sister is bad. And I said, if we cancel now, we'll get our money back that we had paid. Otherwise, I says, we'll lose it all. He says, don't you cancel it. He says, your sister is not going to last long. And my sister lived a week after that, and she passed away the 1st of May. And we went to Sweden then the 1st of June.
So she also married a Swede.
Mm-hmm.
So she also married a Swede?
Yes.
Yeah. And
so
he's,
I have another sister that lived on a farm down here near the other side of Biggsville.
Yes.
And she married a fellow by the name of Nelson. She was married to a Swedish fellow also.
But he was
all
a farmer.
All three farmer. Of the girls married Swedish fellows.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
That is strange. But how about your background now is German, English and French?
Yes.
What kind of customs are you using in your cooking, for instance, for Christmas and holidays?
Swedish.
I use all the Swedish customs.
Why?
She likes
I
it.
Your mother gave you other ideas.
I fix Swedish meatballs. I have I have Swedish brown beans. I have silte. I have fruit soup. I have rice pudding. And I have pickled beets. And I have candied sweet potatoes, and I fix all that stuff.
Lutefisk too?
For just us two.
We don't like stockfish.
Oh, you don't like that?
He didn't want us, no.
See, I used to have that when I had my sister and them too, for a Swedish dinner. But when there's just the two of us, today is the day, the 12 days before Christmas. Well, my dining room table is supposed to be opened up today and put in the middle of the floor. And I put a lace cloth on that, And I have it open, and we'll eat the rest of our meals in the dining room on the table now till Christmas.
Is that the custom from your family?
No, that's no, custom
that
for Sweden.
From you.
Boy, you make him proud. He never failed one bit.
No. Now, he's still a good Swede.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are more Swede than many other Swedish people here, I think.
Yeah, yeah, she.
I love Sweden.
Some of them talk Swedish so to her, to also different places.
Yeah.
She knows some, but she don't know.
No, I enjoyed every trip. And you know what I would do when, you know John Carlson and his wife? He's the alderman, was alderman.
But he died a couple of months
ago. Yeah,
I didn't know him, but I know who he is, who he was.
Well, his wife went to Sweden with him. Interfering all the time. So when Hugo would be with his family, the children in Swedish could all talk in Sweden, could all talk English. So I would gather up the children. I would either, if we were out in the country, I would take them to the woods. We'd pick flowers and I'd keep the children outside. Then I would take the children in town. I'd take them to the store, buy them candy, buy them fruit. Anything to get him away so he could visit with all of his Swedish
people. She even took the car, didn't know. She could drive in Sweden in those days, they didn't drive. She took the car, took the kids.
And those that could talk Swedish then, they would say things and Hugo would translate it. But that was entirely up to them. I never interfered with their conversation. I would sit and listen. And then if there was anything he wanted to tell me, then he would tell me what it was. And I would sit and listen. But the children and I, we would disappear all places where they could speak, all of them spoke English. So I enjoyed the children very much.
But Hugo's brothers and sisters, they couldn't speak English to you though?
No.
They couldn't understand any English, his brothers and sisters?
No. His sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews, they couldn't understand me. The one niece's husband could understand some. He worked at the post office there in Sweden.
Yeah.
He worked in all foreign mail and stuff, and he could speak different languages. That's Gunny, wasn't
Gunny,
it?
Gunny, yeah.
And he could understand me. But and then the one nephew's wife, she could understand some English also. And so her and I, she had quite a bit of time talking Swedish or English, but we always managed somehow. But there was two of them that could talk English to me. And I mean, I got along okay with the children and then with Hugo translating and all. It was a very wonderful trip every time we had. And Hugo and I had wonderful trips. We would take 6 weeks in Sweden and then we would go in other countries after our trips in Sweden. We have 6 weeks in Sweden. The first year we went to London and we went to Scotland. And we went to Hamburg, Germany, and we were in Copenhagen, then Sweden. And then our last stop would be flying from Copenhagen to Paris. We both wanted to go to Paris, and we spent 4 or 5 days in Paris, then flew back to New York at home. And our second trip, we went to Geneva, Switzerland, we went to Rome, Italy, and we were in Rome and Venice, and we were in Copenhagen.
And that old city in
We were in Frankfurt, Germany, and then
in
we
Rome.
Back
to Florence.
Where?
Florence, Italy.
No, that wasn't that trip,
oh,
honey.
Oh, I see.
And then we flew back to Copenhagen, and then we flew back to Paris, and then when we went to Paris, you know, the World's Fair was at Montreal. We flew from Paris to Montreal to the World's Fair and had 4 days at the World's Fair before we come back home on that trip. And then on our trip in 71, we went to Sweden. Then we were in Copenhagen and we went to Florence, Italy. We were in Venice. We were in Milan. And then from there, we went to Vienna, Austria. We had 4 days in Vienna. Then from there, we flew back to Copenhagen, then flew to Paris. And then we were in Paris before we come home again.
How about your roots now in Europe? Have you tried to find out where your parents came from in Europe?
Oh, her mother.
Like your side, your mother's side.
Your mom was in
My
England.
My mother's had a lot of relatives in England.
In England?
In England.
Have you seen any of those of their relation?
But we went there, we didn't locate none of her people. For the simple reason, we got the phone book and got the name that we were to look for, and I think there was 3 pages of people with that name.
Allison.
And so
Allison.
We just...
You couldn't do it?
We couldn't do it.
And your mother, did she correspond with her relation in England?
No.
So there was broken...
She was born over there too.
Her folks all came here.
I see.
Well, I'll show you something here.
It was broken too many years ago then, so there was no way to connect with it again.
No.
But it was easy for you with so many brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You couldn't miss them. And they live in Unnaryd and in Ljungby and different places.
Yeah, and Toggle and Vänamo and different places.
No, that's not it.
Uh-huh. So, have any of your relations been over here visiting from Sweden?
Yeah. My sister has a new husband, and he can't speak English either one of them. And then my nephew and his wife, he was there. But she can talk English because she got a friend, she's from Canada, and she learned her speak English and then she learned her Swedish, so that way she knew both languages.
Mary Siegfried was a cousin of mine that worked on this. And you see, here, if any of the folks here, and that's any of our relation on my side, if there are any babies born or if there's any deaths in the family, then I keep in contact with the ones that are taking care of the books, that keep it up to date.
So you have a special committee then working on it?
Yes, that's
get
right.
All the...
And all of them here, I keep them in contact with anything that happens here.
How many are you involved then in this?
What?
How many are you involved in this family now? How many people are you talking about?
I don't know how
many. You don't know how many hundreds?
You don't know how many people is involved in it.
Oh, I don't know how many people are involved. I know there's an awful lot of them.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, yes.
So you retired in 1976.
Yeah.
And your wife in 1970.
When do you retire?
I retired 1970.
Oh, 70.
Oh, see, before
I
me.
Retired
a bit more.
The 1st of June, 1970.
And you were still working with Axel Carlson Construction. Are they still in business in the...
No, he's sold.
He sold out?
My nephew sold it. They live in Florida now.
I see. So they sold the company's home. Gone?
Yeah.
But you stay with them until the the last days?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And you were you a part owner of the company too?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
You stayed outside?
Yeah, they all got money except me.
But you stay with the same company?
Yeah, same company.
And you're still attending meeting at the Vasa?
Yeah.
And the Viking doings too?
I know she belonged to Vasa a long time.
Uh-huh.
You know, one time I was on, I was elected to go on over to the courthouse in Rock Island. I was on jury duty.
Yes.
And on some cases that would come up, when they would inquire and ask me how long I worked at the Sonier's and what my husband done, and when I told them he worked at Axel Carlson so many years, they said, well, you're just a little too set on some of your thoughts.
Oh, I see.
And I couldn't be on that case, see.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was there a Swede involved in the case?
No, not that there was a... No, I had one case I was on, he was a priest, and that was really funny. He was out here to play golf at the golf course in Davenport. Well, there was 2 women came up in a golf cart, and he was watching the people play golf as he was driving along, and he bumped these women in the golf cart. Well, they were suing him. The one woman was suing him. And, you know, she was so injured so badly, And she had, when she'd come into court, you know, to talk, why, she'd have a crutch. And she, one time she'd come in with it in her right hand, the next time she'd come in with it in her left hand. And it was so laughable. And the people on jury duty would sit there and laugh. They couldn't help it. And it was just a laughable case. Well, they finally just threw it out of court because she was suing him for $25,000. Uh-huh. She got no place. And she had tried to sue somebody else before that. And then another case I was on was this man that has all this garbage disposal.
Watch.
Well, his truck, maybe you recall it, his truck hit a boy on a motorcycle out here on 23rd Avenue many years ago. And this boy had to have his leg amputated. He was injured so badly. Well, they were suing him for $150,000. And I was on that case, and there was so many colored people over there that day that, well, we didn't dare go out of the courtroom, out of our chambers to go in, because they was afraid of trouble with all the colored people. And I bet you there was 50 colored people in the lobby out there that day. And that old man lost the case. I think he had to pay that fellow $125,000. But that boy, his mind was affected. One leg was cut off, and he was injured badly.
That's a long time ago. It would have been now, it would have been a lot more.
And the old man was the nicest old man you ever met, that old colored man. He was. It was just a shame, I said, that it happened against him, because he was trying so hard to do what was right. He had taken children to raise and give homes, and he'd been a wonderful old man. And it was just too bad.
No, it's a sad case. So you haven't been on the jury duty?
No, never have.
And during the war, you said you were deferred because you worked on the Rock Island Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
On the island and for the construction company.
Yeah.
So they did a lot of work then for the construction
company. Oh, yeah, they did a lot of work.
So when you sum it up, though, since 1923, you made a nice move over to this country.
Mm-hmm.
You find the right girl, and you're still enjoying your company together after many years of courtship and married together. So, are you going to go back to Sweden?
Oh, I doubt it.
Any more time, or?
We get put over.
I'd like one more trip.
Let's see if
I'd like to go back to Paris again, too. Yes,
I would. We love Paris.
I love
Paris. We almost feel home over there.
I see.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, Paris was so dirty. Used to be dirty. You know, in the morning when we would get up, we'd get up and walk early in the morning, and you know they would be out. They'd have the water hose, you know, the, what do you call them?
Water hydrant open.
Water hydrant open, washing the street down, and everything was washed and cleaned up, and it would be just as clean as can be.
Yeah, they used to say it was so dirty. There wasn't. That was not dirty.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of nice tours. I loved Vienna, Austria. Oh, I just loved Austria. You know, I had an experience there. In our group, there was 20 of us in our group. And there would be a priest appointed when we went into the church there, that big cathedral there in Vienna. Well, the minister, this priest come up, and he would look our group over. And he said to me, he said, well, you're the only lady that is dressed proper to go down to the altar. He says, you're the only one. I can be happy to take you. And I'll tell you why. Those, you had to dress properly to go in certain churches and things. And I got to go down with him. And our rest of our group, they had on these short pants. They were all bare, sundresses, everything. And they couldn't go. And I had on a dress that come down. And I had a sweater on. My arms were covered. And I had an experience. And when we were in Rome, when we were out to the Vatican, the guard stopped me at the door. He said, I'm sorry, lady, but you can't go in the church. I had a dress on that was sleeveless, and there was a lady standing back of me in line to go in, And she says, just a minute, this lady can go. I have an extra scarf with me. She took the scarf, put it around my neck, and they wrapped it around my arms. And I got to go in the Vatican. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got to went in.
That was something to see, that
Vatican. Oh, sure.
We had wonderful trips.
Oh. You know, that's wonderful.